Hello and welcome to the WebServing Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Marks & Spencer has announced plans for a global restructuring. WhatsApp has put a stop to Facebook data sharing in the UK, and Instagram advertising is seeing huge success. Following a 17% fall in profits since Q1 of this year, leading retailer Marks & Spencer has announced a major restructuring of its global stores. The program will affect 10% of shops in the UK, where it'll stop selling clothes and increase investments into its Simply Food stores. As a result, 1,700 clothing lines will be reduced in value almost immediately. Stores abroad will be hit even harder by the reshuffle as the company opts to close down almost all locations outside of Britain. CEO of the company, Steve Rowe, said that the company would stop business in 10 countries, but intended to increase its presence through strong franchise partners. Ireland, Czech Republic and Hong Kong are the only markets to survive the cull, with Rowe saying lack of knowledge about customers in such places as China or Estonia contributed to the lack of success. WhatsApp has cancelled plans to share British data with Facebook. The announcement has come after the messaging app received pressure from the UK watchdog to put a stop to any plans to share user data with its parent company, Facebook. The Information Commissioner's Office in the UK has said that WhatsApp will be allowed to continue data sharing with Facebook, but only if it's decided that it complies with British law. Originally, the idea was to make Facebook's friend suggestions and adverts more relevant to the user by using data taken from WhatsApp. However, this led to concerns from users of the app that they were being exploited, whilst also starting a backlash against both companies, who promised to never share data. This has happened just days after Germany banned the same data sharing plan and the EU advised the company to stop the practice. Instagram has seen an impressive growth in advertising revenues this year. Since Facebook introduced advertising to the image-based social media app last year, it's brought an impressive revenue, which was due to hit $1.85 billion for 2016. In fact, it was announced in September that Instagram had doubled its number of advertisers in just 6 months, to total over 500,000 accounts. A survey by RBC has revealed the trust advertisers have in the platform, showing that only 2% already advertise on the app but plan to decrease spending, whilst 16% plan to increase it. Ad agencies were also asked which platforms they were most likely to use for campaigns. It was found that from Q1 2015 to Q1 2016, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter only saw a change in popularity of 1 or 2%, whilst Instagram's popularity saw an increase of 30% in the same period. A British retail regulator has warned sellers against price fixing online. The CMA reportedly found evidence online that suggested that businesses on marketplace sites such as Amazon were agreeing not to undercut each other's prices. This sparked a wider investigation into the issue and has prompted the authority to write up a guide ready to be supplied to online retailers. The guide has been developed in order to remind retailers of the legal consequences of being found to be discussing pricing with competition. Recently, the CMA has fined a poster company £160,000 for breaking price-fixing laws. And finally, South Korean police have raided Samsung offices in Seoul after reports that the company had attempted to influence the country's president with gifts. A spokesperson from the Seoul General District Prosecutor's Office said that the offices were raided, but declined to provide any other information. However, it was reported that Samsung had previously offered $3 million to one of President Park Geun-hye's advisors to pay for horse riding lessons. Samsung is yet to comment on the investigation. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.